Manifested live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Oh, I don't do this. Oh, it's just I don't have to raise my hand.
Do a drive moment right now.
Oh, I don't. You don't need the hand.
No.
That's to the test of time. Okay, son. Obari, son. So we've got a drive moment. It's got a Komuto Skumba kind of touch.
It's Skumba touch.
Oh, yes. Yes. It's got a Skumba touch. Items you've hidden somewhere at home. Ufika na majoke. Skumba like. Wow. Skumba is hiding. He's hiding jokes under the bed. So items that you don't want anyone to find. I have a nephew, ne? Tandizinto. So when I know he's coming, headphones, things like that, I make sure I hide them. And utanda ne soft drink that you love.
Uh-huh.
The black one.
The black one.
The soft drink, the one that has bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
That goes nicely with chips and a burger.
Mm.
When he's around, I've got a small Ayana fridge in my bedroom.
Lock it?
Yeah, it stays there. Yeah.
We talk about items that you, like you'd hide.
Yes.
Or they are hidden in your house.
Yes.
Even your family members, some of them don't know which one. You have something that you have hidden in this house. Mm. Those things are so private to you.
Private.
Those things are so sentimental to you. You don't want any of your family members to find them. And if they do find those things, are you going to be embarrassed?
Yes.
Or are you going to be hurt that by Tolly the
Lighting?
No, I'm not hurt. I'm embarrassed.
Uh-huh. Skumba head.
Why?
I can't talk about it on air. Like, it's got a Jerusalem and Okra.
Oh, it sounds like a washing machine.
It's messy.
It's
messy. So, my niece once found it, and I didn't know what to do with myself. Ugh, I can't say it on air.
No wonder Oshapa Skomota dance.
What?
I hate you.
What are some of those hidden items that are somewhere in your house and you don't want anyone to find? Please, let's keep it PG. Let's keep it.
And you know, I know women are also experts when it comes to hiding clothes.
Yeah.
That they don't want you to know about them. Because the next thing when you go out, you'll be like, I love this skirt. Oh, that was a. Oh, how so was the skirt?
It's regular like years
ago. 5 years ago. Yeah.
Brooks, maybe there's a will that you written and you don't want any of your family members to find. Maybe there's one. There's only one family member that knows. But Makhambu Baba, there's a cassette. Where you recorded yourself saying these things belong to these ones. Maybe you're suffering from a chronic illness and no one knows.
You're hiding your medication.
You're hiding.
Okay, now I get it.
You're hiding your medication.
Mm.
You know that.
Really?
You know that, yeah. Mm. You know that when my grandfather passed on, Savulit Rawalak, we were like, wow. Before long, let me tell you a story.
Amen.
So my grandfather, Ushop.
It's a true story.
The same one what she's
drinking. Can I finish the story now? Is it possible for me to finish it? Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate the same one.
What you three? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Umkulami passed on, and Umkulami was always broke. Like, he's that broke guy, and he's humble, umrude, but he doesn't have money to pay. So I'm doing the pay.
Sure.
He passes on, and then we search his trousers. He's gone.
Yeah.
We find a slip,
like a deposit slip.
Yeah. From a bank.
Yeah.
He went and withdrew 100 rand.
Available balance.
This guy had an available balance, but he couldn't buy paraffin and lean. He was hiding money from everybody.
100 rand.
No, man. It means he had access to funds, but he was just acting like Mpung.
Yeah, you're big Mpung. To you guys.
What are some of the things that are hidden and you don't want anyone of your family members to find out? And if they do find out, will you be embarrassed? Are you going to be hurt? Are you going to be happy that maybe by told you the right thing, but at the same time, I'll fully know one. I told.
So still,
like, what?
Yes, what are you hiding?
You shop.
So I'll tell you before the end of the hour.
All right. So give us a call, 086-000-959. Or drop us a voice note, 063-688-0959. It's a drive moment. Items you've hidden somewhere at home that you don't want anyone to find out.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
The technical guy said we've got a voice note that we need to play.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mina, can I keep it PG?
Please.
You know, it's PG. But Ige atholakala, I weapon of mass destruction. Atholakala ma weapon lapho. Can I tell you, my sister, my big sister, found it at my place, in my closet, because she likes going through my clothes. Mm. So, mamelala, I could see that she found it. But she kept it shush, man. Up until this day, nami I've kept it shush. Asi kotri genye na yege si tinto, ngomu zong chel mutu fiegan chan lapho.
Yo, I wonder what you have better than Lendon.
I think
we
should go to the news.
Oh my God. Oh.
We've got a caller, ne? We've got a caller from Soweto.
Where in Soweto? So just in Mangas.
You are care. To me.
Hi, Kotia Juju. Hi.
Orimini, to me, how are you?
Good, thanks for you.
I'm good. Welcome to the show. Komuso wants to know, where are you phoning from in Soweto?
I'm actually not in Soweto at the moment. Well, I'm in Rodiport, but I stay in Protea.
Okay.
Which Protea?
Protea North.
Protea North, gotcha.
Kodi Sabapon.
Yeah, I can't say.
We talk about hidden items that you don't want anyone to find out. You know if you feel.
Hey, Mina, I hide money, but my grandmother used to hide money. Na pangwe that age.
Wow.
I remember there was a time, kubati wa chele to kunku na tolo kola, and it was just underneath the feet.
The flooring.
And we looked and we looked and nice heap of something underneath the tapet. I think we'll come back and explain what the tapet is. I really don't know.
It's a fake carpet. It's like it's plastic.
It's plastic.
Yeah.
It's plastic fake tiling. Wooden floor. Mm.
Yeah.
So I'm like my grandmother. I hide money.
I have a name for your grandmother. O Pablo Escobar.
Ah. Has anybody ever found your money? Has anybody ever found your money?
My daughter.
Ah, good kid.
Thanks for the call to me.
Thank you.
There you go. 20 minutes to 5. Do you have voice notes?
We always have voice notes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, why not? At
least Kumba just gave me this look like.
What are you asking?
Really?
But anyway, look, I honestly keep my spare money between my bed and my mattress. And I'd be embarrassed if my family were to find it or anyone were to find it, because it's quite an obvious place to have it there. But I promise you, no one ever finds it. And I'll be more embarrassed because it's cliche for you to put money between your bed. But yeah, I mean, it's all our mood. Next.
Yo, Mara guys, I man, if you forget traveling, why me like we also traveling, Mara? Yo, Mina, it's a will. It's a willie where my husband doesn't know. I'm going to give 50% yak, and then I split the other 50% to Abandwana. So the babies get their 50%, and then 50% it's his. He doesn't know. He thinks he's going to get 100%. If I die, everything goes to him.
Yeah.
You know, I am so scared that the day that I die, he's also going to die.
You know what? Listen, in a normal world, it would be okay for her to share this information with him. Ne?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But in an abnormal world, as a woman, ne, what I've seen in my life is that men move on quickly.
Mm.
After you are, if you die, yeah, as a woman, 2 weeks later, there's a new woman in the house. Okay. After 2 weeks, there's going to be a new woman in the house. So I think this woman is doing it because she's trying to protect her kids in case the husband's miss someone else. So, you know, it's a very tricky one.
It's a fair distribution. Mm. And I think it's even when you get married, community or property, that's how they divide it. 50% goes to the spouse. The other 50 is divided amongst your kids. So I think she's really, really being fair.
And you as women, you're very protective. You know, you will protect your kids and make sure they get their share.
Yeah.
But with a man will that 50% will also go to the kids of this other new woman.
Yeah,
and it's the truth, eh?
Mm. And I think another reason why people will hide what's happening in their wills. We have seen how many cases have we seen lately on court of people dying.
Even because, you should not tell them.
Yeah, people kill you because they know they're going to benefit if you did. So what's the point of having you here? Because if you're not here, I can have 250,000.
You are 75. I've decided that you've lived long enough. I'm in a financial crisis. And I know that I'm going to get 50% of your stake. And if I get this money, I know that my house won't be repossessed. My car won't be repossessed. My kids' tuition is
We're
paid up.
We're living in a sequel.
People will take their parents out. So
yeah, that's why it's also always a good idea for your kids not to know about the will.
Yeah.
It must just between you and the lawyer.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
They must go work.
I can understand.
Hey, mina ba vethu ngijolana nyintsayiza ngasikudala yile ntsayiza ngihlale ngifrazing njalo 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 awungelinyila asiplomile akungeni SMS lapha yena yo zihamba uma available balance 400 and something thousand ngathi angeke angeke.
Why are you like that? Like, so he's dating this lady and then she's always asking for money.
Yeah,
baby, I'm 200 rand.
But you know, Skumba.
And now the next thing, an SMS comes in her phone. She has over 450,000 rand.
Guess what? When it rains and it rains hard, I will bail you out with a smile.
Ah, rubbish.
I'm
nonsense.
Not lying.
Aye.
Women that keep money away from their partners.
Never.
The rainy days. Oh my God, I feel I'm talking about
I can understand when you say you keep the money.
I'm telling you.
Listen, I can understand when you say you keep the money away from your partner, but don't come with stories that you are broke, you don't have money.
Exactly.
But I am broke.
Come on, that's greed.
No. I am broke.
No, that's greed. No.
Technically keeping it for rainy days.
No,
so
you're not.
So technically,
sorry.
I am broke.
Sorry, so no, some is the weather forecast. No, so there's going to be rainy days.
Exactly.
What if there's no rainy days? So
no,
we were focused on the match.
The one thing I'm hiding is something that is very, very beneficial and beneficial to my son and will obviously be beneficial to my mother is title deed to the place that I own. Nobody knows I own it. I only collected it from the attorneys like 2 weeks ago.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.